Once again, we are delighted that you're here today. This is week two of At the Movies, and what we do with this is something similar to what Jesus did. In Jesus' time of ministry here, one of his favorite teaching methods was called parables. He would take a story, tell a story, and he would use it to tell or communicate a kingdom truth to that. And so in our modern day, some of the greatest stories that we tell, in those days, you told stories orally or by mouth. You just told those stories, and then you would make connections. One of the greatest ways that we have these days to tell stories is through the beauty of cinematography. And so At the Movies is about taking some relevant movies and putting kingdom truths to those today. And today is going to be one of those, I'm just going to tell you, that's one of the hardest things that you will have to do in your life. And that is when you've been hurt, when someone's done you wrong, to learn how to forgive someone in those moments in time. So welcome to week two of At the Movies.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. So good to see you again today. Did you see what special thing I brought in to show you? It's called a picture board. Because behind each one of these little doors is a picture of people. Lady Aberlin. Let's see who's behind this door. There's King Friday the 13th. This crown and mustache and beard. Who's behind here? Well, it's Mr. McFeely. He always says speedy delivery, doesn't he? I'd like you to meet a new friend of mine. His name is Lloyd Vogel. Someone has hurt my friend Lloyd, and not just on his face. He is having a hard time forgiving the person who hurt him. Do you know what that means? To forgive? It's a decision we make to release a person from the feelings of anger we have at them.
It's strange, but sometimes it's hardest of all to forgive someone we love.
This movie is based on a true story about an angry, controversial investigative reporter named Lloyd Vogel, assigned to interview the beloved children's show host, Mr. Rogers. Like so many of us, Lloyd had some very significant relational wounds from his past. When he was younger, his mom got sick and passed away. And during his mom's sickness, Lloyd's dad, Jerry, abandoned his family, chasing women and living a horribly abusive life. Then, at his sister's wedding, unfortunately, Lloyd and his dad, Jerry, got into an ugly fight that quickly turned violent. Lloyd understandably had tremendous resentment against his dad, but he was also embarrassed. Lloyd lies to everyone and tells them that the bruises from the fight happened during a softball game and a play at the plate. But as Mr. Rogers said, Lloyd had a hard time forgiving. And maybe you can relate. Maybe you have someone who has hurt you deeply. Well, the Bible tells us to forgive one another. Now, what does that mean? Well, as Mr. Rogers said, it's a decision that we make to release a person from the feelings of anger that we have for them. Now, I want to pause and acknowledge that forgiving is not easy, but Scripture is clear. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 that we're to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. It tells us that instead we're to be kind to each other, tender-hearted, and here's the key, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Now look, we all know that forgiving is important. It's just hard. And sometimes the hardest person to forgive is someone we love the most. And that's what we see in this story. Just before his interview with Mr. Rogers, Lloyd got into the fight with his dad, and the pain grew so much worse. But little did Lloyd know that an interview with Mr. Rogers would become the first step towards healing and forgiveness. And who knows? Today might be that first step for you, too.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
I don't think of myself as a hero. No, not at all.
What about Mr. Rogers? Is he a hero?
I don't understand the question.
Well, there's you, Fred, and then there's the character you play, Mr. Rogers.
You said it was a play at the plate. Is that what happened to you? What did happen to you, Lloyd?
I got into a fight.
Oh my. Who did you get into a fight with?
It's not important. Jerry.
And who is Jerry?
My father.
Oh, my.
I'd rather not talk about it.
But what were you and your father fighting about?
I'm here to interview you, Mr. Rogers.
Well, that is what we're doing, isn't it?
We're ready for you in Studio B, Fred.
Okay, Margie.
I thought we had 20 minutes.
Can I take your picture? I'd like to take pictures of people that I meet. And then I can show them to Joanne later on. Thank you so much. I do hope you'll stick around. I really do.
That's it?
Mr. Rogers, both in the movie and in real life, had a deep and intimate faith in Jesus Christ. It's almost humorous as we watch the exchange between Lloyd and Mr. Rogers. It seemed impossible to Lloyd that Fred Rogers was the same in real life as the person people knew and loved on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Not only did he love children, which we all know, but he sincerely loved and cared about people. So what started out as a professional relationship between Lloyd and Mr. Rogers quickly evolved into a genuine friendship. Just as Lloyd is experiencing the genuine goodness seen in Mr. Rogers, he almost immediately comes face to face with the man he believes is the epitome of evil, the one Lloyd blames for all of his own problems and bitterness, his father.
So, you covered some heavy stuff, especially for a show aimed at children.
I'm glad you had the chance to view the program.
Death, divorce, war, gets dark.
You know, Maggie Stewart showed me the most beautiful word in sign language. You know what that means? It means friend. Isn't that perfect?
Who's Maggie Stewart?
Hey, Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in the beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you, so.
Hey! Come on, sit down. We cooked you some takeout.
They brought pizza.
Lloyd, this is Dorothy.
Hello.
Can't you just say hello? Where's your manners?
I'm sorry. I think we should go.
I had an idea, okay? We'd eat some food, we'd talk like people. I messed things up at the wedding. Of course, you didn't help, but I get it. And you let me sit out there in my car on the street for two nights, like I'm homeless, like I'm some kind of a bum.
Jerry.
Well, you won't say a word.
You came here to introduce me to her?
Lloyd.
Okay, you did what you came here to do. Now I want you to leave.
I may never come back here, so please listen to me. Dorothy and I have been together and in love for 15 years.
He left as soon as Mom got sick. Did you know that? Couldn't even wait for her to die.
She really didn't want me there.
Because you were sleeping around while she was dying.
I know. I know it. Took me years to get myself together. Dorothy's why I'm standing here.
You know what they tell you about people when they're dying? They tell you it's peaceful, so they just slip away. Mom screamed as she went. Did you know that? She screamed until she passed out. And then they came in and revived her, and she went right back to it. It was just me, Lorraine, and the nurses. Sign the paperwork, pack up the house.
Put her in the ground.
Jerry.
Come on, Lloyd.
Jerry. Oh, Jerry. Oh, God. Call 911. Boy, do something. She's breathing. Hello? I'm right. Yes, okay. Have a moment. Collapse. Is he breathing? Yeah. He's breathing. Yes. He's breathing.
That's what bitterness does. It chains us to the past, poisons our present, and keeps us from what God has for us in the future. That's why God's word encourages us to get rid of all anger and bitterness, and to forgive others as Christ has forgiven us. If you're holding on to a hurt, God is inviting you to let it go, to forgive as you have been forgiven. Now, if you find yourself resisting, I get it. It's one of those things where you know it's the right thing to do, but it feels too hard to do. I felt the same way too many times to count. But I want to encourage you to stay open to the idea, because you might start to see the people who have hurt you in a way that you haven't seen them before. That's what happened in this next scene. Mr. Rogers asked Lloyd to do a one-minute exercise to think about all the people who impacted his life along the way.
Oh, look at this. Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Are you a vegetarian?
I just can't imagine eating anything with a mother.
Phil was right. You love people like me.
What are people like you? I've never met anyone like you in my entire life.
Broken people.
I don't think you were broken. I know you are a man of conviction. A person who knows the difference between what is wrong and what is right. Try to remember that your relationship with your father also helped to shape those parts. He helped you become what you are. Would you do something with me, Lloyd? It's an exercise I like to do sometimes. We'll just take a minute and think about all the people who loved us into being.
I can't do that.
They will come to you. Just 1 minute of silence. Thank you for doing that with me. I feel so much better.
Take a moment and think about all the people on your journey, the most loving people, and even those who hurt you or let you down. Those people help shape you into being the person that you are today. Hopefully, you're starting to find hope that God can redeem every hurt you experienced for His glory. But if you find yourself getting stuck, one of the best things you can do is pray. That's what Jesus taught. Now, that's not easy, but it absolutely works. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, to bless those who curse you. And here's the part about prayer. He says, pray for those who hurt you. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's exactly what Jesus tells us to do. I have discovered that when I pray for those who've hurt me, my prayer for others may or may not change them, but it always changes me. And that's not all. If you know of someone who's struggling to forgive because of past hurt, your prayers for them make a difference, as the Holy Spirit can move on their hearts and begin to mend their brokenness. This next clip is so powerful because it begins with Mr. Rogers praying for people by name. And notice that he prays for Lloyd and his family, even praying for Lloyd's father, Jerry. And what results from those prayers is a beautiful moment of reconciliation and forgiveness between a father and a son.
Cecilia Sherman. Colby Dickerson. Justin Cook.
If you wait for me, then I'll
Rebecca, Anita.
Come for you. Although I have traveled far, I always hold a place for you in my
Lord
heart.
Vogel. Andrea Vogel.
If you think of me,
Gavin Vogel.
If you miss me once in a while,
Jerry Vogel.
Then I'll return to you. I'll return and fill that space in your heart.
Thank you, God.
Sorry for leaving you and your sister. It was selfish. And it was cruel. Will you look at me? I am so sorry, son. It's not fair, you know? I think I'm just now starting to figure out how to live my life. I always loved you.
I love you too, Dad.
Let me take a moment and talk to you as your pastor. I know that some of you have been betrayed in a huge way. Most of us have. Maybe it was someone you trusted and they took advantage of you. Or maybe someone you love lied about you. Maybe someone you gave your whole heart to cheated on you. And to make matters even worse, the person who hurt you may not even be sorry. For what it's worth, I want you to know that I'm sorry. And more importantly, God is sorry. And God hurts with you, and He loves you very much. You need to know that God has something so much better than bitterness, and that's forgiveness. It's not just for the person that we need to forgive, it's for us. Let's revisit our verse one more time. Paul told us to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every other form of malice. And he's said to be kind and compassionate to one another. And here's the key, to forgive each other just as in Christ God forgave you. If you're a prisoner to a hurt, to bitterness, unforgiveness, or to anger, God has a better way. And it begins by receiving God's forgiveness. That's how we can forgive others, because we've been forgiven. C.S. Lewis said it this way, to be Christian is to excuse the inexcusable, because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. How do we do it? How do we forgive? We forgive as Christ has forgiven us.
Andrea, where'd you guys go on your honeymoon?
Well, we eloped in Maui, so we were kind of already on our honeymoon.
I would have gone.
You weren't invited.
Hey, Lloyd, he's embarrassed by us. I'm kidding.
I know.
Maybe we should do a family vacation. What do you think about that, Dad? Should we dip our toes in the ocean together?
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Crash your honeymoon. Count me in if I'm still here.
You know, death is something many of us are uncomfortable speaking about. But to die is to be human. And anything human is mentionable. Anything mentionable is manageable. Anything mentionable is manageable.
You gotta send me a copy. Oh.
Joanne will love this when she sees it.
Be it so much cooler if he was in this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I should get going.
I'll walk you out. I got these. What did you say to Jerry?
I asked him to pray for me. I figured anyone who is going through what he is going through must be awfully close to God.
Lloyd?
Bill?
Read the article.
And?
As I thought about the movie and the message this week, my heart has been for those of you who have been hurt very deeply, very badly, and you're harboring that hurt, that pain, that bitterness inside. I believe today's the day that God wants to set you free. I believe today, if you will give it to him, just as the movie said, if it's mentionable, it's manageable. If you'll admit it to the Lord today, he can help you heal from that process right now. But can I tell you, you'll never be able to forgive. You'll never be able to be set free until you know you've been forgiven by God and you've been given your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes this morning. And if that's you, you know when you came in this room that things weren't right between you and the Lord. You just need to pray something like this. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of the way I used to live, my past, which you call sin. Forgive me of that way and give me a new life that was provided by your death and your burial and your resurrection from the dead. This day forward, Lord, as you forgive me of my past, I accept the new life that you've given me, and you're the Lord and leader of my life. And I will follow your word as you tell me in your Bible and through your Spirit. And I will never be the same from this day forward. Today I walk out of this place forgiven, clean, and whole. Now I'm going to ask everyone in the room, just pray this prayer profession with me. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. Come on, one more time. Jesus, I give you my life. Now with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if that's you, you know when you came in here today, things weren't right between you and the Lord, but you said, I'm making a decision to follow him today for the first time or the first time in a long time. I just want you to be brave enough. No one else is looking around, but I want to pray for you this week. If that's you, would you just boldly raise your hand really high so I can pray for you this week? That's right. Just keep them up just for a moment. Amen. Amen. You're not alone today. Amen. 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 You can put them down. Now, if you're in this room and you say, look, I've accepted Christ, but there's a wound that I've been carrying with me that's just been so difficult, and I need prayer. I need to let that go. I don't need to be a prisoner to that anymore, but I need God's help today to help me to forgive this person that's hurt me so that I can walk out of this place and I can be free today. If that's you, will you just raise your hand really high? Yeah, you're not alone. Hands are all over the place. Yeah, be bold, be brave. God's here to release you today. Amen. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, I thank you for changed lives. I thank you for those who made a decision to follow you today. And I pray your blessings upon them as they start this journey with you or they re-engage with you after a time where they've walked away. God, I pray that when they leave this place, they'll know the freedom that comes from knowing you. I also pray for those that are in the room that they were already followers of yours, but they had a past hurt or a pain or a wound that they've been carrying with them, and they've been lacking the ability to forgive other people. Lord, today, rush in today with your grace and peace. Rush in with your power today and allow them to forgive that other person. Not only that other person might be set free from them, but they might be set free from that bondage that they've been living under. Lord, I pray when they walk out of here today, they'll walk out of here knowing that the freedom that they enjoy, oh Lord, cannot be bound up by the enemy or by the attacks of anyone else, but whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you for that today as we walk out of here, forgiven in our own lives, but also forgiving in our own lives as well, so that your name may be glorified in all things. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, come on, celebrate with me. 11 people gave their hearts to Jesus today. Come on, there's nothing better. There is nothing better. Amen. Hey, as they go ahead and turn the lights up in this room, listen, in just a moment, when we dismiss, if you've made a decision to follow Jesus, or maybe this today, or maybe the last few weeks, we've got some members of our Grow team that'll be down front that would love to help you in your walk. Also, if you just want to know something about how to get connected at North, we'd love to help you too. Right down front, our Grow team can help you with that as well. So proud of you and the decisions that you have made. So how many of you know, though, that when you make a decision, God will test you really fast on that, right? Yeah. So just to give you a window into my life, as I sat down between my wife and my daughter to watch this and talked about, I introduced it as forgiveness, and it was coming on, my daughter said, "Wow, this is such a great subject to talk about, forgiveness," she said. So while we're talking about that, she said, "I just want to go ahead and let you know, I hit someone's car last night on the way in." You are forgiven. I am wounded, but you are forgiven. Why don't you stand with me, please? Before you get out of here today, let me bless you according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, all right? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Let's give our response from Psalm 19. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God bless you guys. Have a great week. Love you.